as a minstrel should you. If you are in this place and there is something you have been really fighting with spiritually, it might not be addiction, it might not be lust, it might just be something. There's this spiritual ability you want to attain. Those of you out there hearing my voice, there is something that your heart just want to touch somehow. It's a spiritual fight. You just want to get there. You just want to attain it. You are seeing this man and you are saying, Lord, I'm not comfortable. I don't like the way my life is. Can't my life not just be like this person? Can't my life not just carry fire like this? This is your desire. Some of you, you don't just like the way your life is, just ordinary. You see other people born for Jesus and you question yourself, can't I be like this? Can't I just be like this? You are here. You are out there. And sometimes you look at yourself, you want to serve God. The Bible says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You really want to, but you don't know how to. But I tell you, no matter how much you desire, without the help of the Holy Ghost, you can't do the biddings of the Spirit. No. It is the Holy Ghost that is your passport to the biddings of the Spirit. So no matter how much you carry the burden to do, you do program, gather this one, no matter how much, you cannot achieve anything you want to achieve in the realms of Spirit, because you are not helped of the Holy Ghost. So you need the Holy Spirit to help you. To help you. I know what I talk about. It's activity you are doing. You are just too busy. You are too busy organizing program. You are too busy organizing meeting. But there is no leading. There is no help. There is no direction. The Holy Ghost is just here looking at you. The same thing that you can do, that he will help you, is the same thing you are doing by your own strength. That's why anytime you not finish doing, you will go back and ask yourself, can't I? Why is my own result different? The problem is that the Holy Ghost is not involved in what you are doing. If you are cooking the food without salt, that food can never have a taste. As beautiful as every ingredient you will put in that soup, and no salt. Somebody, you need to cry for the beckoning of the Holy Ghost. In this place, out there where you are, shut your eyes. You need to genuinely cry for the help of the Holy Ghost and say, Holy Spirit, help me. This was what the disciples, they gathered, they waited at the upper room. Oh, you want to heal the sick, but you have to wait on him. You want to raise the dead, but you have to wait on him. You want to heal the lame man, you have to wait on him. You want to go out, you want to win souls, but you have to wait at the upper room for him and receive him. And receive him the way the apostles received him. And receive him inside of you, that same spirit that raised him from the dead. If it dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Holy Ghost, do me something again, oh. Holy Ghost, do me something again, oh. Holy Ghost, do me something again, oh. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the grave. That same spirit. Oh, that same spirit that raised him from the grave. Holy Ghost, do me something again, oh. Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, do me something again, oh.
That Holy Ghost, come and do me something now for these 5 minutes.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
hi,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
do me
something again.
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
do me something.
To me, say,
to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, to me, say, something is about to come. Something is about to come. Even in this studio. Leave the person you are holding. Shaka. I pray. Holy Ghost, let your spirit come in this place. Something. You need something to run the race. You need something. Hey, Holy Ghost, do me something. Pray. Just keep praying. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, do me something again. Do me something again. Do me something again. Do me something again. Jesus, 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 you've captured my heart. Ephemia, you have captured my heart. Ephemia. Ifemia. Fresh move.
I'm turning my life.
I see a fresh move. I see a fresh move of God. Drop your mic, everybody. Drop your mic, everybody. Hold yourself tight. I want something to come upon, even if it's 1 year. Let them, we can't go like this, no. I already see a move of God a year already. I felt it strong. But that cloud must touch somebody.
Yes.
Come closer. Come closer. Yes, yeah.